Gary DePaul with Unlabeled Leadership. This is episode 126. Perry Chickering talks about the mind-body disconnect, or season 2, episode 3. But this is not a normal episode. This is a bonus episode. You may have noticed at the beginning of 2022, I switched to one episode a week on Tuesdays. That was by design for two reasons. One, I wanted to do the first year, get as many episodes in three times a week, and turn the two times per week, until the end of the year, and I would switch to one time a week. For the second reason, I wanted to have some time potentially set aside for bonus episodes. Very short, quick, additional content, and it may be as simple as a quotation, sharing a quotation or two, or it could be sharing what goes on between the scenes of a previous episode. For this episode, I wanted to share with you something that Perry Chickering said to me in a conversation between part 2 and part 3 of the previous episode, in which he talks about the mind and body and a disconnect with that. And I'm going to let her explain that in her own way, which was very profound. Then at the end, I'm going to share a quotation from James Hunter. To start, I'm going to share with you a conversation Perry and I had. If you haven't listened to episode 125, part 2, then some of the conversation might not make sense at the beginning, but you can still get the gist of it pretty quickly. Before this part of the conversation, we were talking a little bit about our teaching at universities. She teaches at Colorado University, and I teach at University of North Carolina at Charlotte, and we both teach leadership. Perry starts off with our conversation. Here she is.
When we talked later, that was when I told her it was one of the most courageous acts of leadership I have seen in a long time. And she looked at me, she said, "What?" I said, "Catherine, do you know what you did in that room?" And she just did it instinctively. And I think some of it was because she'd also been watching, and this is why I love why the two went together for me. She'd been watching me pause and stop. As a consultant, you get used to people, you know, kind of throwing arrows at you or whatever. So she'd watched me sort of just pause and be genuine, and she was doing her own version of that. So much people's identity is in their mind. Mm. And the mind disconnected from the heart and the body can be very vicious. I think that's one of the reasons why it can have such a non-nice vibe. Talk about an oasis to be able to bring something different. That's a huge contribution. That's wonderful.
I think that's one of the more profound things I've heard this year. And you mentioned the mind and the heart earlier, and you were talking about it. And anyone who does talk about servant leadership, they talk about the mind and the heart. What you just said about how people identify with themselves in the mind.
Yes.
That's the perspective they can come from. I haven't thought about it like that versus the heart.
Yes.
Wow. Yes.
And I think that's why it's so challenging to truly get collaboration. And you can get it in pockets, but in a university context, and I still do, I run a leadership program for Colorado University at the moment, interdisciplinary. And it's quite something to try to get cross-disciplinary collaboration, and because they're paid for their intellectual expertise.
Ah.
And so often that muscle can get over exercised and the other ones go dormant. They go more quiet. The heart goes offline. The body intelligence doesn't keep coming forward. That's great that you're able to teach in that environment and bring something fresh and other. Let's put it that way.
Well, I'm working on the second edition for my leadership book, and I think I may paraphrase you and reference you with this.
Absolutely. Steal away, whatever.
Oh, not
have
steal.
Whatever you want.
No. This leadership book, it's all about other people. I think there's like 100 quotations in there from leadership authors. You've given me something to think about that is, I think it might have a profound effect. This is something that should be talked about more.
This is the kind of stuff that I mean, when I taught leadership at Regis back along the way, and I couldn't find books to use because it's like nobody's talking about the stuff that really matters, which is the deeper kind of inside out landscape of the thing and how you show up and you don't get triggered, and you're able to not only bring your deeper self, but you're able to tussle with everybody else's.
I want to mention two things that Perry said. First, she said we're paid for our intellectual expertise, which I think is a profound statement, which kind of explains why soft skills, what they call soft skills, are perceived the way they are. The other thing that she said was inside out, and I encourage you to go to episode 8 with Ronald Graves. I'll have it in the show notes, but it's Ronald Graves differentiates the coaching role, and he talks about this inside out concept. I want to end with a quotation from James Hunter. This is from his book, The Servant. He talks about servant leadership, but think of this in context of just leadership. Here's the quotation. Getting people to agree with the principles of servant leadership is an easy task. Getting people to change and get the principles into their game is another matter altogether. The greater challenge is how to move the principles from their head to their heart and from their heart into making it their habit. It can be a long journey from head to habit. The part most fail to grasp is that leadership is a skill, a learned and acquired ability. It's not something you're born with. His quotation just reminds us that leadership is something you have to practice, develop, and learn. And that's one of the reasons I do Unlabeled Leadership. Thanks to Perry for letting me share this part of our conversation with you, for her contributions to the show, and for her stewardship. At the end of each show, I thank listeners who contribute to the show with donations. The donations are important because they help offset some of the production costs for each episode. And with Unlabeled Leadership being an all-volunteer service, it does make a difference. Actually, that's not how I end each episode. I end it by saying, thanks to you for listening. Until next time, lead on.